Now, over in Russia, things are getting a little bit, I'm just going to say, interesting, because Vladimir Putin is essentially trying to push through this law that will allow him to basically get rid of any of his crimes. So it'll make it essentially any president of Russia will be able to get, like, cross out any of their crimes, basically, after they're out.
Dodgy.
Oh, the dodginess continues because it was only about a month ago that the Russian government tried to put in place plans that would allow Putin to stay in power even longer. Oh,
I think this is terrible.
I mean, it's just out of control. It would allow him to be in power well past 2024.
Democracy, what?
So how long's he already been the president there for? About 5-6 years?
Maybe even longer.
About 20 years.
Yeah.
My God, well, really?
He was prime minister prior to being president.
That's right.
Well, he was president, then prime minister, then president again.
Then president again, yeah. So took a little break from
being president.
He wants
all the titles, doesn't he?
I find this so concerning because it's happening more and more. Of course, we all know what's happened in China. I mean, Xi Jinping has just totally abolished term limits, so he rules for life. So it's basically a dictatorship dressed as a democracy.
Jesus, sounds like a craze going on with all the people in power.
Well, essentially. I mean, and it is very worrying because, like, Russia is just, they're extending their power further and further, and he is behind it all. There's no doubt about it. He's running this whole thing. And, you know, for him to try and make himself immune from criminal prosecution once he leaves office, that's just, like, that's on another level of, like, shielding yourself from all of your obvious crimes.
There will be a time, though, when he really can't wrangle another term or more time in office where he will have to give up the presidency.
Mm. And this is just safeguarding.
Absolutely.
Like, from all of his crimes. Like, how...
It's actually saying, I'm guilty, but you don't know for what... You never will.
And even if you figure it out, you won't be able to punish me.
Exactly.
Russia's very held back socially.
Yeah.
It's in the dark ages still. And it's so sad because it's such a beautiful country.
I want to go to Russia.
Yeah. My friends recently went there and they said it is so beautiful.
I've always wanted to go to Russia, but I feel quite nervous to go to Russia as, you know, a gay man, and it's not safe.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, definitely not safe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's one of the unsafest places on the planet for LGBT people.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Anyway.
And it holds the country back, and it's like, you know, this is why they have term limits in the first place. Like in America, they limit the power that one person can have or one sector of the government so that you can't do, you know, long-term damage to a country. That's like in the States.
You know, exactly right.
It's really sad.
A president can only be president for 8 years maximum.
So how's he ever going to lose power? You need some people to stand up and say...
Basically. Mm. I think he'll be for the rest of his life. I reckon he's going to push it out and push it out and
push
it out.
How old is Vladimir? Let me look him up.
Not
Vladimir
sure.
Putin.
Didn't you say once that Vladimir Putin was hot, Jade?
Oh, there's something about him.
Something about him on the back of that horse with no shirt.
Oh, what a photo. 67 years old. So
he could push out to 80.
I can't believe he said that, Jade. Vladimir Putin's hot. That's so disgusting.
I don't think Jade's alone in thinking that.
No, it went viral. I'm not the exception. Like, you know.